Okay, welcome everyone to Parashas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Achrei Mois Kedoshim. This was actually recorded last week when I was in Sydney. I'm just away this week in Eretz Yisrael. So I just pre-recorded a Parsha Shir to send out this week. So I'm going to make this brief today, just a short ideas, couple of ideas, which I'm going to focus on just three short thoughts on Parshas Kedoshim. So first of all, Parshas Kedoshim, which is the second of the two Parshas that we read this week, starts off with a commandment. It's Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabir el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire Jewish nation, the assembly, and tell them, Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. So Rashi points out that what does it mean, Dabir el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire congregation, he says, this teaches us that this particular parasha was said to everyone together on a simple level because it contains so many fundamental ideas. The Babbage Rebbe once pointed out the following, that why would this parasha specifically, this mitzvah specifically, Kedoshim to you, be said to everyone together? So what does Kedoshim to you mean? What does it mean to be holy? So there's the famous Ramban. The Ramban says that the mitzvah is kadesh es atzmoy b'mutrelach, sanctify yourself, become holy, even in things that are permissible. As the Ramban famously says, that a person should not be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah. He shouldn't be a lowlife with the permission of the Torah. In other words, shouldn't be materialistic, hedonistic, just indulging in physical pursuits and enjoying them for no reason other than pleasure, even though it's doing it in a completely permissible way. It's got the best hechsher, it's all halachically correct, etc. And this is a tough mitzvah. In other words, not only are we supposed to keep the laws of the Torah and not eat, not kosher, not break Shabbos and so on, but even in things that we do which are mundane, which are perfectly permissible, we need to, number one, have self-control, not overindulge, and do things with a focus and for a meaningful life and for a tachlis, for a purpose and so on. So explains the following. A person might think that this is like a upgrade in the way we serve Hashem. In other words, a simple person should just serve Hashem, keep the Shulchan Aruch, keep the mitzvahs. Someone who's complete in keeping all the halachas and keeping all the mitzvahs and is on a higher level and wants to now upgrade and go to something different in serving Hashem, that's a person who needs to then sort of even look at the things that are permissible and try being Kedusha even into the mundane things which are perfectly mutar. So the Torah says, no. Parsha zu nemro b'hakel. This parsha was said to every single yid, to teach every yid, that the two things go together. In other words, it doesn't matter what level we're on, Hashem is the God of every single individual. And therefore, every yid, even if you might not be complete in keeping all the Shulchan Aruch, you might not be complete in keeping the basic mitzvahs, we're trying, we're doing our best, but we're not complete. Nevertheless, simultaneously, we are supposed to still be focused on this mitzvah, which is to have self-control, to bring Kedusha and to sanctify ourselves, even things which are Kadosh Atzva Mutala, not to be immersed in materialism, not to be immersed in pursuit of pleasure, but to do things or to try and do things for the right reason and for the right purpose. And this is something which everyone could do, of course, on their level, but it's something that every yid must engage in. The second idea comes from based on the Kliyakar. We know that one of the first psukim in Parshas Kedoshim says, Ish imoy v'ovi v'tiro'u v'shapsoisai tishmoiru. Each person shall fear, respect, revere his father and his mother, and you should keep Shabbos. So, of course, Rashi says, why these two things juxtaposed? Because she'im yoyimru l'cha, that if a person's father, for example, will say to him, kibud ava'im is really, really important. We have to listen to our parents and respect them and try and fulfill their wishes and so on. But if a father says to a child, chalel es ha-shabbos, break Shabbos, then he doesn't listen. No, shabsoisa tishmor, you've got to keep Shabbos. So the Kiyakar explains just an idea, why the emphasis on Shabbos, and explains the connection here. Because actually, when a father tells a child to be mechalel Shabbos, to break Shabbos, he's actually undermining the very mitzvah of honoring parents. Why? One of the ideas behind kibud avaim, one of the ideas behind respecting parents and honoring parents, the whole mitzvah of kibud avaim, is to train us that we need to have gratitude and recognize that we're not just self-made. We come from somewhere. We come from something before us. We don't begin with ourselves, in other words. Why is that important? Because ultimately that leads to the proper emunah in Hashem, to understand that the world doesn't come from itself. We don't come from ourselves. And ultimately everything tracks back to the creator of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created heaven and earth and all of us and everything that exists. And everything comes from him, and therefore everything is dependent on him. And therefore we have the proper emunah, the respect, the kavod, the surrender and the that dedication to the one that is the source of everything. But Hashem gave us the mitzvah of kibud avaim because that leads to that awareness and a consciousness that we don't start with ourselves. That's a concept that the Kli Yakar says a number of times. So he says, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is about the emunah in the Briyas Olam. It's the emunah in the Hashem, that Hashem created the world in 6 days. It's the emunah that Hashem is the creator and the source of everything. Therefore, when the truth is that if parents tell children to commit any transgression, they shouldn't listen. They should keep the mitzvah. But the Torah emphasizes with regard to Shabbos, because this is the connection. Parents, through the whole idea of kibud avaim, is to lead to the emunah in the creation coming from Hashem, and he's telling him to break Shabbos. That's undermining the very concept of kibud avaim. And finally, a third thought on the parasha, we have the mitzvah of orla. The Torah tells us that when you plant a tree, the first 3 years, you shall have nothing to do with the fruit. Just completely disconnect from the fruit, don't use it, don't have any benefit from it, and so on. B'shana Haraviz, the fourth year, the fruit is holy and must be eaten in purity, must be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten there in purity. How we do it today is another story. We can redeem the holiness of the fruit on money and so on, but essentially, the mitzvah is to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it, but Tara, eat it with purity and with holiness. U'b'shana ha-chamishis, in the fifth year, Hashem says, you can then eat the fruits as much as you want and enjoy it and so on. So again, in a talk of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he explains the following. That there's three stages here. There's orla, the first 3 years. There's the fourth year where you have to eat it in purity. And then there's the fifth year when it's yours to do whatever you want with it, so to speak. These three stages, he says, represent the three stages of how a Jew should wake up in the morning. We know, as based on the Gemara says, "Shei tfilasi smucha lemitasi," that we wake up in the morning, we daven first. That's the first thing we do with daven. What is davening? First of all, halachically, the definition of davening refers particularly to the Amidah. Now, the Amidah, we know, is that a person, when he davens the Amidah, is totally has to disconnect from the environment around him. As we say, Ka'avda kamamur, a person has to be like a servant in front of his master, but he just completely surrendered to the master and doesn't do anything else. That is the first stage of orla. Just like we disconnect from the fruit, we disconnect, we have nothing to do with the fruit that we've planted, so too the Amidah in the morning is a complete disconnect from the environment. Davening, completely escaping the world, and just focusing on Hashem. Then the Gemara says, after davening, I want you to do some learning. We've got to start the day with limud ha-Torah. What is Torah? When we learn Torah, we're more present. We're not completely disconnected, but it's Torah, it's holy. And we have to learn it with its correct dedication, the correct respect, and the correct holiness. We're more present because we need to understand what's going on. We need to ask questions. We need to analyze. But it has to be done with tremendous kedusha. And we need to remember, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that when we learn Torah, it's like receiving the Torah again. We have to have, just like the Yidden stood at Mount Sinai with tremendous respect and reverence, so too when we learn Torah, we have to understand the Emunah, that it's the wisdom of Hashem that we're learning. We're learning a godly wisdom, not just a human logic, and give it the proper respect and the proper holiness. Then the Gemara says, "Mibeis Hamedrash Hanig Bohem Minag Derech Eretz." Then you leave the base medrash and you go out into the world, you do business and you interact with the world. That's the fifth year. The fifth year is when we can enjoy the fruit. But the idea, of course, is that these three things come in succession. Meaning, in order to get to the fifth year, you got to have the 3 years and the fourth year. First, you have to completely disconnect, completely focus on Hashem. That's the first thing we do in the day. give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect to Hashem through the concept of tefillah. Then, of course, we need to learn. Learning is our connection to Hashem, and it's once we achieve those first two things, the 3 years, which is the disconnect from the environment through tefillah, the 4th year, which is being present in Limud HaTorah but with Kedusha, then we can take that dedication and bring it into the world, and we can go into the world, and we don't have to have a particular measure of Kedusha, but of course, as we said before, Kedoshim to you. Then we know that we can engage in the mundane, we can do business, we can eat, we can sleep, we can do all the things that a person does in the physical world, but we take the Kedusha and the lessons from the first 3 years and the 4th year, and we use out the world properly in a meaningful, value-based way to serve Hashem better and to bring Hashem into the world. Those are 3 short ideas from Parshas Kedoshim, one of the parshas of this week. Wishing everyone a good day and a good Shabbos, ultimately, and hopefully next week in which Hashem will resume the proper length shir and also do it on Zoom on the Tuesday morning as we have been doing till now.